Well, the Lord had just laid on my heart that last song that we sang. And I love that song, Set My Soul Afire. If we could all just sing that every day. And I don't know, I just keep thinking about that study that you're doing. What a blessing. I asked Pastor if he could give me those. I think people need to hear about that. It's sad to see how many churches are going away from these old hymns and these hymnals and different things. And I don't want to get on that, but set my soul afire. It said here in the last verse, there's nothing else will matter but to live for Thee. Brother Maloney, the message he preached last night, about running the race, and there's. We all run a race, but do we really do it well? And he did the text, and I've been praying about what to preach. And the message from that same text is going to be different, but it's just going to go right in with that. I didn't really want to preach that message, but I'm going to because that's what the Lord wants, and that's exactly what I want. I don't want to do anything the Lord doesn't want. And when we think about the fact of nothing else matters but to live for Him. We talk about, I thought about that when we prayed for the country. I don't know, two or three different people prayed for our country. And I love this country. I served this country, and I was honored to serve this country, and I would do it again. Amen. And, but what a shame. And we can think about that, but what are we going to do about it? That God used that thought to really start working on my heart to get me to surrender to Him. Because we need to do something about it. We can talk about it till we're blue in the face. But, we need to do something about it. And that's what I appreciate about, this church and this pastor. I've talked about this church, is just as a church in general, not as a name, just, to others, to trying to be an encouragement to smaller churches that, you can do something big for God. Any of us can. We just have to be willing to put ourselves or to consecrate ourselves to Him. And we really just, the more I think about that, the more I do. And that's really, I think about Brother Hamlin. I've only been around Brother Hamlin a few different times, and but he just a man that kept going. I'll never forget that. There's even the last couple of years and until the last thing. I mean, to think of the fact he even still wanted to talk to us here at the conference on Monday, and had that planned. God had a different plan, but that's what I want. I want to go until I take the last breath, and as hard as I can. But I want to preach a message tonight that you'll see of really what keeps us from doing that. But I just want to take a second and just thank you, church, for allowing us to be here again. And I appreciate your pastor very much. I don't think he has any idea what an influence just in his actions. And the man of God that he is, that encourages us younger guys, and we see more and more. I mean, now in the last week and a half, I know two good men of God, one young and one old, that are in heaven. And many more that are, getting up there, a little bit in age, and in what a blessing. If you want to know any stories about Joe, see me afterwards. I can tell you many, It was a blessing to spend this summer together with him, and I appreciate his spirit and his heart, and I just pray for him and lift him up. God's going to use him if he stays on the right track. And I appreciate the influence that you've had on these deaf men, and what an opportunity. So many people just bypass and don't even look twice, and for whether it be deaf or anybody that somebody is struggling with something, and we just walk right past them, And that's a blessing to see, you know, some people that have a burden for some people that just need some help, need to know about Christ just as much and need to grow in the Lord just as much as any of us. So just, I want to say thank you for everything and the opportunity to stay on the farm. Thank you, Brother Keenan. That was a blessing to us and the kids. And my wife wanted to stay so bad she left her phone at their house. So there's Miss Patty was saying, "Well, you can just leave something here so that you know, so you don't have to leave." And what'd she do? She left her phone there. But we all do things like that from time to time. So it's a blessing. Now I embarrassed her. I'm sorry, honey. But there's turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. It's, like I said, it's the same. Some of the same text, but you'll see how it's going to be different. You know, isn't it so great that the Bible is such an amazing book that you can take a passage of Scripture and you can preach many, many messages and they'll all tie together, and some of them may not even tie together, but we can get so much out of it. So don't harden your hearts tonight and say, "Hey, we just heard a message from this passage," because that's what you're going to do if you just don't listen up. But Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to start here in verse 1. And go ahead and stand with me if you're able. Hebrews chapter 12, and we'll start here in verse 1. Read down through verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 12. The Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." Boy, he did such a great job explaining that last night. "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And we talked about, you know, running that race. But I want you to look at that. I'm going to go back to that. It says, "Let us lay aside every weight." Every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. We're going to come back to that in a minute. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." It's all about Jesus. If we keep our eyes on Him, boy, we'll be so much better off. And that's our biggest struggle so much, is to keep our eyes on Him. "Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank You for this day. Father, I thank You for the opportunity to come before You in prayer and the opportunity to be in Your house tonight, Father, with Your church. Father, I just thank You for this church and for Pastor Fry and so many great men here and women, and Father, just so many great people. And Father, I just pray, Father, we need to hear from You. Father, we need You, Lord, I need You. Father, I pray for Your power. Father, I pray that You would bind the devil by the blood of Jesus. Don't allow him to distract me or anyone else here tonight. Father, I just pray, Father, that You would speak to hearts. Father, I pray that we'd just be serious tonight. Father, serious about Your business and what You want us to do as we go into this new year. Father, I love You. Father, I just thank You so much for who You are. We ask all this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, I thought about that and about, you know, the new year, and I think it's just that time when we kind of reflect on, okay, the last year and, you know, it's a fresh start, per se. You know, or it can be a fresh start. It's a time to do something different a little bit, and so many times we need to, but I was just thinking and praying about what God would have just to kind of bring all this to close. What a great bunch of messages the Lord's worked in my heart tremendously. And, you know, it's a blessing. But to run that race, we're going to run the race. Maybe you're not in the race. Maybe you just got in the race. But we saw here, you know, and what really hinders us in our lives? What hinders us in our lives? What hinders us in our Christian life? What hinders us just in our life in general? Because it all goes together. We think we know. We think we're tough. We think we can do all these things. And we can take care of ourselves. We don't need anyone else. But what hinders us in our lives? I want you to look here in the first verse of chapter 12. And it says, let us lay aside every weight. And then he says, and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. So he's saying, lay aside the weight. And then the sin. You know, there's so many things in our life. I mean, there's people that come out. You know, you are all folks that came here on Wednesday night and you wanted to hear from God. And you know, so obviously there's something there. There's some reason that you're here. But at the end of the day, what are... You know, we're all sinners saved by grace if you've accepted Jesus Christ. That's all I am, is a sinner saved by grace. That's all you are. You know, that's what we all are. Praise God for that. But there's these weights. I don't think it's a coincidence that he put every weight first. Because there's so many weights, so many things that just hinder us. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. You said you can write a whole message on just weight. You wait and see it. It's just amazing what some of the things God showed me here with this, because it's so much of what's hindering us in our life. You know, it's our sin. It is our sin, but it's also our weight. So we're not going to talk about sin. And you know what? Our weights so often turn into sin. Our weights so often turn into sin. So the title of this message, I'm going to get in trouble here. Brother, not trying to cause any problems, but I'm going to ask you ladies, I'm going to ask everyone, what's your weight? What's your weight? I said I was going to get in trouble. Please don't anyone blurt it out, but I want to ask you tonight, what's your weight? I want you to open your hearts tonight. I want you to open your hearts to God and truly just let the Lord work on your heart and think about, what's my weight? What's hindering me? What's keeping me, honestly, from doing more for God, for God using me? You know, maybe it's just, you know, being open in different things, but what's keeping me from that? And we'll talk about, we got to know what a weight is before we can really understand that. So we're going to see that here. Weight. You know, this I'm going to show how... intelligent I am here. A weight is something heavy. That's about how deep I am. So there's a weight is something heavy. It's a pressure, a burden as the weight of grief or care. You know, so what we're really going to talk about, I have 2 points tonight, and it's the two types of weight. But in introduction to all this, there's kind of an underlying message with this, so you have to stay with me. Because the other part of the definition of weight is not only something heavy, a pressure, a burden. We all have burdens. I mean, we just had prayer requests. If we really knew what everybody's heart was and prayer requests, it would amaze us. I mean, the burdens that we all carry and that we only take to God. You know, and thank God. Isn't it so amazing that we have the opportunity that we can take things, we can take our burdens, we have the opportunity to fellowship with Almighty God. What a blessing that we have that opportunity. He wants to hear from us all the time. He wants to hear from us a whole lot more than we ever communicate with Him. What a blessing it is to have the opportunity to pray, to communicate with God Almighty and our Savior Jesus Christ. What a blessing that is to think about that. But there's those pressures, those burdens as the weight of grief or care. You know, we think about, you know, I know Pastor Fry's heart's heavy, you know, for Brother Hamlin and just the influence that he's not here anymore to have that influence. My heart's heavy for my friend, Brother Jared, and you know, there's so many other burdens. You know, there's I just think of all that. You know, there's in how it gets better, and God helps us with those things. But the weight also means importance. Power, influence, consequence. The weight we put in something. You know, the dignity of a man's character adds weight to his words. If before I came into church tonight, you saw me walking out of the bar down the street, you wouldn't put a whole lot of weight in what I have to say. You know, there's a man like Brother Hamlin that's been preaching for 50 some years and stuff, and how the Lord's used him and stuff. I mean, what he had to say, there was some weight there. Some people put some weight in what he had to say. People put some weight in what his opinion was and what his counsel was. That's what weight is as well. You know, so it's our testimony. You wonder sometimes why people don't take much in what you have to say. That they don't put much weight in it. Why is that? Why is that? You know, that's part of your testimony. The importance, the power, the influence. Listen to me. We all have influence on someone. Young people back there, you have influence on someone, I promise you. You may not think so, but every single person in this room, I don't care how young or how old, you have influence on somebody, and you have influence probably on many people. And most times we don't even realize it. You don't realize something like that normally until something like this happens. I mean, the family of Brother Hamlin's going to see the influence that he had now more than ever. You know, and people don't talk about that. We don't necessarily say, sometimes we say the influence. You know, I've watched Brother Fry in different things, and the influence that he's had on me, you know, the influence that Brother Oliver's had on me, you know, and over the years and in different things. And, you know, there's, and some of it's just from our actions. What we do or what we don't do and different things like that, we put more weight in what they have to say. Or what we, you know, there's what they're doing, if that's right compared to something else. You know, there's God's Word. How much weight do you put in it? How much weight do you put in it? We'll come back to that in a little bit, but the dignity of a man's character adds weight to his words. That's powerful. That's powerful. If we respect and reverence God the way we should, His Word will carry more weight than anything else. Think about it. If we respect Him the way we should, if we see Him for who He is, if we don't do like the world and bring God down to our level, His Word will carry the weight above anything else. Why do we have the mess we have? It's because we are literally following man. We're following man in our churches. We're following man everywhere and not God. God is secondary to man because we brought God down, because He doesn't carry the weight. His Word doesn't carry the weight because we don't respect Him and reverence Him. We don't fear God the way that we should. You know, you'll hear something preached and be like, oh man, you'll feel that conviction, but it's like you'll just shrug it off because His Word, well, you know, so-and-so says this, or my mama said this, I don't care! You know, I love my mama, but my mama is not God! There were some things that I had to take from growing up that didn't match the Word of God, and I had to change because I had to put the weight where it belonged. But, so that's just introduction. The Lord gave me that through then. It's like, wow, so powerful that we don't, that the Word of God doesn't carry the weight that it should. And why it doesn't. But there's two types of weights. Two types of weights. Number one, the weight that weighs you down. The weight that weighs you down. You know, we're running a race here. If I was trying to run to that door back there and there was a day that I could run a whole lot faster, I used to run cross country as well. And there's, I never ran a marathon, but there's run 5Ks or 10Ks and different things and, you know, get to point A to point B and different things. And, you know, we would wear the lightest shoes that we could. We'd find the lightest shoes we could because the least amount of weight that we carried, you know, the faster we could go. You know, it may not be much, but it may be the difference of getting there faster by a few minutes or a few seconds. This is God's work we're talking about here. We need to take it serious. We need to do as much for God. I mean, think about what He did for us, what He's done for each one of us. This is a new year. We need to take a fresh look. We need to, you know, God can use any of you. We watch God. I mean, I've just been amazed. Watch God watch young. You know, I don't care how young. I'm thankful for a pastor that gives some young men an opportunity, you know, at a young age. There's two for God to use them. You know, the only thing we have to do, any of you, you just have to be open for God to use you. If you're surrendered to Him and you beg Him to use you, He'll use you. He'll teach you. It's not Him that's the problem. It's you that's the problem. It's me that's the problem. But the weight that weighs you down, a burden is a load, grievous, worrisome. We have so many burdens. We have health burdens, thing that's keeping us and slowing us down, keeping us from doing more for God. And you know, the devil's trying to put as many weights and many burdens on us to that way it weighs us down. If it weighs us down, there's Josiah, come here. If I'm running toward that door, if I'm running somewhere, if I put him on my shoulder, it's going to take a whole lot. He doesn't weigh that much, but it's still weighing me down a little bit. You know, then if I get more and more weights, that's the thing. You have, some of you, you know, this may be a sickness that you're carrying around, something, just a burden, and see if we allow it. It can weigh us down even more and more, and it just slows us down. And well, I'm still serving God, but I'm not doing near for God what I could. You know, here in 2019, we're talking about how this country is so, you know, there's so much need. There's need everywhere. There's plenty to do. You know, but why is that? Because people aren't surrendering to God's will for their life. And then there's other ones that have, but they're just doing enough to get by. They're just doing enough to get by. They're walking when they should be running. You know, we have these weights that are just, it's just weighing us down. And, you know, God didn't intend for that. It may be something that happened to a loved one. It may be something that's happened in your life. It may be something that's happened in your past. Whatever it may be. But it's going to weigh you down. You know, if I'm going to sit near, some of you are barely crawling. This is how you're serving God. You're crawling along and, oh, I'm still serving God. And praise God. I'm not saying that's good. That's what you're doing is that you are still serving God. Don't give up, but get rid of the weights that are weighing you down. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. The Bible says, turn with me in Psalm 55. Psalm 55. This is how I know that we're not supposed to carry around all these weights that's hindering us from serving God the way we should. Psalm 55 and verse 22. The Bible says in Psalm 55:22, cast or throw thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Give it to God. Give it to God and stop picking it back up. Stop coming, because I know there's some people here in a group this size. You've given burdens. You've given some of those weights to God. And then you pick them right back up. You pick them right back up, and then you're crawling again. You're being hindered again from what God could do. God can use you. He wants to use you tonight. He wants to use you tomorrow. There's plenty to be done. But I want you to turn back to to Hebrews chapter 12. There, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. I actually want you to look in verse 3. Because you know, so many times we get these weights that weigh us down, these grievous things, these worrisome things. You know, whether it be financial or whatever it may be, it's going to be different for each one of us. Something that's happened in our life. A struggle that we had. You know, we have burdens all the time. I have new burdens on a weekly or monthly basis. But we have to throw them to God, because you know what? At first it's just slowing me down a little bit. I might be slowed down to a walk, then to a crawl. Some of you may be barely dragging along. You'd be low crawling. Be dragging your face on the ground. Because you just keep piling them on. Weight after weight after weight. And you need to cast or throw them to Him. But look with me here in verse 3 of chapter 12 of Hebrews. The Bible says, for consider Him. For consider Him. Consider Jesus that endureth such contradiction of sinners against Himself. Lest. You know what? I want to stop there. For consider Jesus that endureth such contradiction of sinners against Himself. You know, consider what Jesus went through. Think about it. It's good for us to think about that more and more. Not only just the pain and all those things, but all the contradiction. We get so weighed down when people make fun of us and, you know, say all these things. And, hey, he's a Bible thumper. And, you know, we all have family members that think we're crazy and different things for what we're doing. And when we talk to people, they are literally... But think about what Jesus went through. All of that. Consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Lest you be wearied. You know, when we take and look at somebody else, this is a good time to look at somebody else. When we look, there's always somebody that has it worse. There's somebody that has more problems and different things, and we look at that and we're like, man, I look at them, it surely doesn't look so bad of what I have. The struggles that I have don't look so bad. You know, we have people all the time, and we talked about last night or heard last night that how so many of these kids grow up in homes of one parent or less, and, you know, adoptions. And I literally, we go to a girls' home where I started preaching revival at this girls' home. And I asked one time, just not too long ago, I said, you know, I was talking about the home, and I was talking about how the things with the home, about God's intention for the home. And I asked him, I said, how many of you live with both of your parents? Two of them raised their hand. Two of them raised their hand. You could have heard a pin drop. Looked around. I mean, it just clicked. You could tell. They're like, wow, that's obviously a common denominator here. That's a common thread that all of us that are here, that's that. But you know, and then you hear the testimonies of some of them. You know, some of them, that's one of their main things. And they're acting out there because they dwell on that. Like, oh, I've got it so bad. But then you hear the testimony of some of the other ones that have lived just absolutely a horrible, horrible life. You know, there's They don't even know their real parents. They've been adopted. Then their adopted parents separated. And, you know, they've been mistreated. I mean, in physical ways, in terrible ways that people should not have done to them. And you think, man, it sure makes my problems and my weights, my burdens look so much different. But ultimately, even outside of looking at people, what I'm trying to get you to understand is what it says there in verse 3, is if we look at Jesus and what He went through, that'll make us look so much different. That's what it's saying. Look, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. When you get tired, because you're carrying those weights, because you're serving God, you're doing things, we all get that way. We all do. We need to think about Jesus. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. I've learned something. Literally, the answer to everything is keep your eyes on Jesus. It's so hard to do sometimes. Day in and day out, hour in and hour out, to where if we just keep our eyes on Jesus, I think that's the number one tool the devil, if he can distract us in the way we don't keep our eyes on Jesus, then we just let all them weights. You know, they just, it's like, oh man, I've got it so bad. You know, I just don't know that I can serve God. You know, there's so many, those weights that you carry around, they keep you from church. You know, they keep you from serving God. It's I hear from pastor after pastor after pastor after pastor, I can't get people to do anything. I can't get people to serve in ministries and do different things. There's a small core group that does, but the rest of them, they don't have time. You know what? You're not that busy. You just got too many stinking weights. Because with those weights, you're not moving fast enough. You're not moving fast enough. And we just have to give them to God. We have to cast them to Him. So the first type of weight is this weight that weighs you down. You know, there's those weights, the burdens. I mean, that really puts it into perspective a little bit when we look at Jesus. When we look, you know, at other people and see how bad they've got it, that and they still just keep on trucking for the Lord. But we ultimately need to keep our eyes on Jesus. That baggage, that sickness. You know, sometimes it feels like there's just more bags. Just keep continuing to be piled on us. He didn't intend for that. We just have to give it to Him. So many times we just forget. But that weight that weighs you down hinders us in our lives. And number two, the weight that pulls you away. So we have the weight that's pulling us down, that's keeping us from running the race, as we heard that great message last night on. But we also have the weight that pulls you away. D.L. Moody said, "The world has yet to see what God will do with a man fully consecrated to Him." Fully consecrated to Him. You say, "Brother Fiedler, what's consecrated mean?" Well, you know, the best definition I've ever heard of consecrated, the easiest to understand. Brother Coral wrote a book, just a great book on consecration, and it's actually on the cover of it, is it's when you just take, and obviously this hand is nothing compared to, if this was God's hand, if we just take and we put ourselves right in the palm of God's hand and we say, you know, just, okay, Lord, here I am. I'm putting myself in the palm of Your hand. Do whatever You want to with me. That's consecration. That's consecration. I'm consecrated to Him. D.L. Moody said, "There's yet to see what God will do with a man fully consecrated to Him." You know why that is? Because there's so many weights that are pulling us away. We live in a world of all kinds of things that pull us away from God. And remember what I said before? It's not necessarily sinful things. Now they turn into sinful things. You know, my own family can be a weight. You know, and I'm not trying to say I love my wife, I love my children, and I, I have a responsibility there. I have a responsibility before God. They're His. He gave them to me. And I'll stand before God someday for what I did with that opportunity to raise those children. So don't get me wrong, please. But if we're fully consecrated, see, the thing is we'll put ourselves in God's hands and we'll put most of the things. We'll put most of the part of our life in there if we even do it at all. But there's other things that we keep out. God will give you this, but I'm not going to give you this. I'm not going to give you this. Because those are all weights. Those are things that are pulling you away. They're not necessarily, you know, sinful things. You know, there's so many things that we use as excuses that are weights for, and then, you see, when I have a little here, and I have a little there, and then I do this, you ever notice how you just have a day where, I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, right? I mean, let's say, okay, you sleep for 8 hours. So that gives us 16 hours. Like, wow. You say, well, you know, I got to make a living. You know, let's say you work 8 hours a day. That gives you 8 more hours. A lot of times it's those weights or those little things that are just pulling us away a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there and, you know, a little bit there. And before you know it, I didn't read my Bible. I didn't pray. You know, I didn't have time for the ministry, because a lot of it is all those weights that are just pulling us in different directions. Don't we live in a world where we just get pulled in so many directions? But you see, if it's where our priorities are. If we want to in this new year, if we want to just run that race, and we want to do something for God, if we want to be used of God, if we want to make a difference, if we want God to save this country, somebody's got to do something. I mean, it's great. We need to get on our face and pray. If we don't spend more than 5-10 minutes and start spending hours on our face praying and get a burden for this country and the people and all this stuff, it's not going to work. But we got to get up. You know, there's. I heard a saying once, we need to work like it depends on us and pray like it depends on God. You know, there's so many things, we just get pulled away. Those weights that pull you away. I don't know, it's different for each one of us. You know, some sports. I just think, I see so many things. Even as a young person, why has things changed so much since, you know, the 40s and 50s and then even the 60s and 70s? You know, you think about what was invented in those times. First, we had the radio. There's nothing wrong with the radio. I listen to the radio. Then we had the TV. My soul, the amount of time that is wasted in front of a TV.
That's right.
I've never been a person to watch, even before I was right with God and serving God and things. It's like, that's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. It's a huge, huge waste. I'm not against TV. We have a TV that we watch videos on. I love to watch a movie with my wife every once in a while and with my kids. But how has it been? Think about this for a minute. How's it been that something that was made, so many things that were made for entertainment, What's entertainment? That's something that's to be done, you know, once a week. That's something, you know, you go on a date or something you do as a family. That's entertainment. But how did entertainment take up as much time as so many other things? Why did entertainment start taking priority over so many other things? Think about it. You know, the TV was invented, and now we have devices in our pocket that we can watch TV on. You can't even go to the gas station and you can go there and watch TV. All these things, all these weights that pull us away from serving God. I mean, I'm not against TV. I said I have one. There's days I'd like to smash it. But honestly, I purposed in my heart, I will not. My kids don't just sit in front of the TV all the time. I will not be part of this. But you know what? You know, there TVs and things like that have become more of a babysitter. And we wonder why we have the problems that we do. I mean, we let these things, we let these weights that were not necessarily a bad thing. And I want to ask you, what's your weight? What's that burden? What's that burden that's pulling you away or that's weighing you down? What's that thing that's pulling you away that's keeping you from doing God? It's a fresh look. I want you to honestly be honest with yourself and God tonight. And I want you to think about, what more can I do? How can I do it? You know what? If we set our mind to it, we can. We can find some things. You ask God to show you, He'll be happy to. Most of the time we're just scared to, because we know He will. We know He will. Maybe you just need to take some time and ask God to show you. But you know, maybe it be sports. I was joking the other night. We were talking, I was talking with Pastor Fry, and I was talking with Brother Oliver, and we were talking downstairs, and something popped up on my phone. These things, you get them, and I think they program them to become a weight, so it distracts you. But something come up on my phone talking about that Alabama got beat. You know, we just went down. You know, we're just going down to Alabama to be out of a church down there. And you know, I grew up in Ohio. Ohio State fans are bad as far as football. I mean, Ohio State's got a good football team. But you know what? Go to Alabama, it's nothing. I mean, it's 10 times worse down there. I mean, if I've ever seen an idol, it's Alabama football. But I joked. I said, you know, I may have to leave early because some people's idol just got taken away, and they may be able to get right with God now. But you know, that's a weight. I mean, so many things. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. It's hard to even joke about this now, but I told you my friend Jared that passed away, the pastor down there. Man, you talk about a man that just ran a race. I mean, hard and as far and as fast as he could and as much as he could do for God. That's what, you know, there's, and God knew what he was doing. But in his office, around the whole top of his thing, I remember the first time I went in his office, he had Alabama stuff around all the top of it. And I said, brother, I said, I never realized you were so carnal. But, you know, but my point is, he liked that and he had that stuff, but he didn't allow it to become a weight because all the things, and I know that because of all that he did. He couldn't have accomplished all the things that he did if he would have. Obviously, I wasn't there all the time. But you see, there's so many. So there's nothing wrong with it. I don't care whether it's college football. I don't care what sport it is. But so many times that becomes a weight that pulls us away, that pulls you away. How much time? Take that. I talked about 24 hours in a day. Start taking some of that time. Start looking. How much time am I spending on this? How much time do I really do? What should I do? Do you ever think about praying about that? Pray about everything. Pray without ceasing. It'll amaze you what God will show you. He'll be glad to help you. He wants to hear from you. You know, we talk about friends, TV, games, sports. You know, friends, and you know, it's great. It's fellowship and different things like that, but does it become a weight? Do we have to, or are we wasting time with them? You know, just buried busyness. Are we just doing things to do things? Or are we really getting on our face? There's churches all over. I mean, it's just doing good to go soul winning. But the problem is some of those churches that are soul winning are just going through the motions. Just buried business. They just go out and they're knocking doors so they can say they knocked so many doors and just different things so that they can, you know, the brethren won't look down upon them. But it's a weight because they're not doing it in God's power. You know, I heard Brother Coral preach one time and he says, you know, the problem, the reason people don't think soul winning works anymore is because we spend an hour soul winning after we just prayed for 5 minutes. We should flip it around. Pray for an hour and soul win for 5 minutes. It makes a difference. It makes all the difference in the world if it's through Christ, if we've got God's power, as we heard from Joe yesterday, we need God's power. We have to have God's power. And we got to get rid of God's, we have to get rid of these weights if we're going to do something for God. You know, our iPad work. You know what? I thank God for a mom and dad that taught me how to work hard. But you know, so many times, just work and making a living, something that's good character. A character that we don't even have anymore that can be a weight as well. What really, if we look at everything we do and say, you know what is this really accomplishing at the end of the day? In the whole scheme of things. Is this time that I'm taking, is this really doing anything? And pray about it. Is this a weight? Or is this something that I should be doing? You know, I love technology. I'm a technology guy. I was a controls engineer for 20 years. God gave me the opportunity to write programs and things and make machines that built some pieces on some of your cars, I'm sure. And food packaging and all that kind of stuff. I've done some pretty neat things. I traveled all over the country doing that. And I ran a business doing that. And I had to be very efficient. Well, you know, I used a smartphone. I mean, it is a great tool, great way to organize things and all that kind of stuff. But unfortunately, this I hold in my hand right here is the biggest weight to most of us. You know, I told you before that so many times we have so many things, you know, that you get them new and all these things pop up and it's like all this stuff. And, you know, we got Facebook on our phones and we've got all these things and Twitter. And there's so many things I don't even have any clue of. Besides this is literally an opportunity and gives us, we have access to some of the most wickedness in the world through this little device. And you know what? I have one. This is my phone. And there's nothing wrong with it. I use it. I use it to be able to do more for God and easier for God and be able to do things, you know, more efficiently. And you know what? What it was originally made for. When I got out of high school in 1996, my first phone, that was when I got it, when I went to college, it was a bag phone. It was about this big. And you had it sent, and then you put the thing and you pick it up like this, and it had a cord on it, had a little antenna. You know, there's you could make a phone call on it. You could make a phone call on it. But you know this thing right here? That all this thing, I mean, it's so easy just to get. I don't have a problem with Facebook. You know, some of that stuff I like to, you know, there's my wife and I have one together to keep up with family that's scattered all over, to keep up with friends and churches all over, you know, good people. But you know, the problem is literally we put so much, this is the biggest weight. You ever think about, I mean, even just the natural thing of, man, if I lose it, you know, and how much time? We need some device to track how much time we look at our phone. It would scare us to death, I think. It would scare us to death. But you know what? We just need to smash these things. We need to smash our phones and get rid of it and start, you know, not putting so much weight. If we would just, you know what? I asked my wife and I work together, and we tell each other, it's like, you know what? If we see one or the other looking at our phone too much, it's like, you know, what are you doing? you know, in a nice way and different things, because she's my helpmeet. If I can't be accountable to her and vice versa, you know, we need to help each other. Because I don't want it to become a weight. This is a tool, and this was my phone in September when I wrote this message. I got so fired up. I was preaching in Massillon, Ohio, and it had an OtterBox on it, and I did that, and they said you could hear it smash or you crack just like you just did. But it was my phone at that time. They're like, man. But you know what? They got the point. Because think about something for a second. If I smashed a pencil, it wouldn't be that big a deal. You wouldn't have went, oh! I heard it. Because it didn't carry that much weight to you. I know it's expensive, but it's more than just being expensive. That was about a $250 illustration, but you know what? That's the best money I ever spent. That's the best money I ever spent. Because you know what? If some people will get the point that there's some weights that are pulling you away from God and serving God and running the race, the only thing that matters. I mean, that's what it said. I mean, honestly, what is it? You know, wasting time, anything that wastes time, sleep, food, this world. We could go on and on and on. You know what? We all need sleep. I need a little bit more sleep than I used to. I used to go 24 hours a day just about. I could go a couple days without sleeping. I can't anymore. I can, but it's going to hurt. It's going to take me a couple days. You know what? We need sleep. But sleep can be a weight too. You know what I mean? It's our flesh. We've got to fight that flesh every day. If we're going to run this race, we're going to do something for God, and we're actually going to make a difference. And it's going to be God's making the difference. He's just allowing us to be the conduit or the vehicle. Or He's going to let us to ourselves. He's going to let us to our folly, as He is. And boy, you look around this country and He's sure taking His hands off. Because our churches, our only hope, as somebody said, our churches, they're so weighed down with burdens that they should just cast to Jesus, and things that are pulling you away, that we're just not getting the job done. We're not getting the job done. I don't think any of you would disagree with me that the job's not getting done, because I can hear the burden in some of your voices. We'll pray about it, but what are we doing about it? So I got a question for you tonight. This is the question to close this and to wrap everything up. What's your weight? What's pulling you away? What's weighing you down from doing what God has intended for you? I don't care who you are, how young you are, or how old you are, whether you can hear, whether you can speak, whether you're blind, whether whatever you are. But God can use you. Man, what God could do with these men up here. And I mean, they could tear this town apart. I mean, you could fill half this church up with just deaf people. And they need the gospel just as much as anybody else. Just like any of the kids and all that stuff, they could get their friends here. They could get saved. They could get right with God. You can do anything through Christ. Through Christ. But not if you're carrying these weights. Not if you're being weighed down and you're allowing these weights to pull you away. So what's your weight tonight? What's your weight? Let's get rid of some weights. Let's admit. You realize we have to admit that we have some weights, whether it be something that's weighing you down or pulling you away. What is it? You got to admit what it is and give it to God. Ask God to help you. So let's do that tonight. Let's stand. Let's stand, heads bowed and eyes closed. I'm gonna pray, and I'm gonna ask you a question. Heads bowed and eyes closed as the pianist comes to the piano. I'm going to ask you one question here. You know, there's very well likely somebody in here that your real weight is the fact that you're not a sinner saved by grace. You've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You've never accepted that gift that you could have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, you've never accepted that gift that He died on the cross for yours and my sin, for your sin, would you be honest with me in this morning or this evening and say, Brother Fiedler, would you pray for me? Would you pray for me? I've never accepted that gift. I've never been saved. I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Would you pray for me? Would you raise your hand right now if that's you? You've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Is there anyone like that tonight here? Anyone like that? Raise your hand right now. Anyone that's never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, raise your hand right now. Anyone like that? Don't go to hell for anyone, because that's where you're going. Okay, now would you be honest with yourself and God? Say, Brother Fiedler, would you pray for me? I have some weights in my life that I need to get rid of. I have some burdens. I have some things that are pulling me away. Would you pray for me, Brother Fiedler? Raise your hand right now. I see that hand. I see hands going up all around the room. Anybody else would be honest with God? Come on. This is the first step to humble yourself. Would you say, Brother Fiedler, pray for me? Hold the hands up high. I don't care. It's what God and it's what you're doing and that you're admitting the fact that you have weights. I have things that pull me away. I ask God. Anybody else that would say that? You know, what's pulling you away from God? I have some weights. I have some burdens that I need to let go of. Okay, go ahead and put your hands down. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. Father, I just ask, Father, you work here, work in hearts. Father, show us, Father, what we need to do to run this race better. Father, that we help us to lay aside these weights tonight, that in 2019 we could just set, that, Father, we could just do a great work for you. That, Father, this church would just set Frederick on fire that for you. Father, that then next time that I have the opportunity to come back here, that, Father, these seats will be full, it'll be busting out the door into the new area, and it would all be done. And because there's so many people who laid aside so many weights, Father, because they have realized where the true value and worth is, and it's you, and it's the only thing eternal. Father, I pray that you would just work in hearts. Tonight I pray for all those that were honest and humbled themselves tonight to ask for prayer. Pray for each and every one of them that you would work in their heart. Father, use them in a great and mighty way. Father, I love you. I thank you so much for who you are. I just ask that you do a great work. I ask all this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.